But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Fresh Atlantic salmon portions, 7-ounce farm-raised, including marinated portions, just $5.99 each. Delicious Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5, or just $1.25 each. This week's digital deal is the delicious Sumo Citrus, $2.47 per pound, limit 4 pounds. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
We start with two guys we didn't see, Samuelson and Obey Cabell.
Sammy is just maintenance, and Cabell's been sick. He was sick over Christmas and then again came in this morning, wasn't doing well.
So he'd be questionable for tomorrow then?
For sure.
How about Samuelson? Is he?
No, we expect him to play. Just maintenance, so.
He's, since coming back from injury, kind of looks like the Samuelson of old. What's he been doing well for you?
Well, pretty well everything. Penalty killing has been good. I think puck movement, getting involved offensively. Really liked his physicality down low. He's been a new player since coming back.
His style, the defending, just what he brings. How much do you think that's helped Owen, you know, with those two as a pair, to have maybe that stabilizing guy next to Owen?
Yeah, well, you know, I think pairs can start to play off of each other. They're both big men, incredible sticks, a good reach, can both, you know, end plays quickly. So I think they're kind of playing off each other.
You mentioned Darlene's breakouts yesterday. What traits of his allow him to excel in that area, do you think?
Well, you know, I think, you know, getting him back and having him as healthy as he's feeling right now, complete difference the way he was earlier in the year. You know, you get out of your end in 4 to 5 seconds, you get to get play up ice. I think you saw our transition game was so much better. We didn't spend that much time. Our last three games, our rush game has been so much better, just breaking pucks out better. And I think the two games he's been involved with, you know, it makes a big difference whether it's 5 to 10 times a game.
For as much as Rasmus did before the injury, it seemed like he had another level. Are we seeing that now, that he's just healthy, that he can do a lot more?
I think that is exactly what we're seeing, that this is the best he's felt since coming back. It's the best he's felt all year.
You've often talked about the guys being in sync and being in sync defensively. Obviously, they are in sync right now. Is it more being in sync as a five-man unit coming back and you know, killing it? Like, maybe if somebody does make a mistake, you're there in layers and there's somebody else there to help out?
Well, you know, I think it starts with managing the puck up ice. Because if you manage it up ice, you always have numbers coming back. If you don't, and you're that, you know, that third forward that makes a mistake, you've already trapped two forwards and you don't get back quick enough. And I think a lot of our problems earlier were just coming from bad decisions with the puck, and I think our decision making has been on cue.
As far as Jack goes, he had that great game in Toronto, and then he sat out again. Just what has he recaptured these last couple?
Well, you know, it's something that he's been working hard on. You know, the fitness part of his game, the explosive part of his game, and you know, when you look at back to back, sometimes it was a situation where we wanted to put fresh bodies in. I think his work away from the ice has really paid off. His quickness now, his jump, he looks like he's getting close to being where we need him to be a real effective player.
Do you expect to alternate Byram and Power on that second power play unit? And if not, what gives maybe Byram the edge at the moment, you know, in terms of running that group?
You know, I think you can see either guy. I think sometimes you're going to see two defensemen when the time is winding down. You know, I think one has an edge in entering the zone. I think the other one has an edge in puck play, just quicker puck play. But they both have their own strong traits when it comes to what you're looking for.
You already beat the Blues here in Buffalo. What do you remember from that game that you can take with you for the game in St. Louis?
Well, I know that they've got a really talented top line. You know, you got Buchnevich and you got Thomas. You got some guys that can really go up and down the ice. And we really have to be aware of the rush game. And I think their power play is dangerous, too. So We're looking at a little different animal than I think the first time we played them, where I think they can be more dangerous offensively right now.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.